Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At seminary, I worked in the library for a part-time job, and during my fourth year there, my last year, I was able to become shift manager, which meant that I supervised the other student workers beneath me. The perk to this position? No extra pay, but I was able to pick the duties that would be done that night. And I would always pick the duties that would give me a chance to get up and to walk around the building, whether that was reshelving, looking for lost books, straightening up, or locking up. And as I would do these activities, there was always one book that would always catch my attention. It was on a corner shelf. Whenever I'd be on that side of the building, my eye was always drawn to this book. It was a book entitled The Obsession of Me. And there's been many a night where I've reflected on the title of that book. And in some ways, the book's title is correct. Our country and world has an obsession with ourselves. For example, we have things like selfie sticks, which allow us to take better pictures of me. Social media, things like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram are all about me as well. There are slogans and mottos in the business world that focus on us as well. Take Burger King. Their motto is have it your way. Our world even loves to give advice like this. You need to start focusing on yourself more often. Perhaps you've heard you need to do what makes you happy. Stop worrying and focusing on everyone else. It's in a setting in a world like this where Paul's instructions to Timothy for the church are rather refreshing. Paul says, focus on all. He says, pray for all, because God desires all, and because Christ has died for all. Paul writes, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Supplications are those requests dealing with faith and salvation. Prayers are those general requests that we give to God, and they refer to our conversations with Him. Intercessions are when we pray to the Lord on someone else's behalf. And thanksgiving is the full acknowledgement of all of God's spiritual and physical blessings in our lives. Paul wants these things to be done. These four terms encompass the full swing of our earthly lives. They include everything: requests for healing, comfort, hope, guidance, provision, forgiveness, and the like. They include all things. Now notice, though, that Paul continues by saying not what to pray for, but rather for whom to pray for. He says that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. No one is left out of this, regardless of their race, their sex, their education, their importance, their faith, or value. Paul says to pray for all people. And he even includes our leaders in this as well, for they too are included in all people. And this can be perhaps a difficult thing to do, especially if you disagree with those above us, if you are of a different party, or if you are disappointed by them. But consider Paul's own situation. Paul lived during the time of the Emperor Nero. And Nero was famous for being a ruthless tyrant. It has been said that he would take Christians and he would dip them in oil and then use them as torches for his parties. That's disgusting. And Nero wasn't the only anti-Christian ruler in Paul's day either. Many people in authority opposed Christianity, and they would torture, kill, and imprison Christians when they wouldn't bend their knees to other gods. Paul says to pray for these people, even though they may be evil and that they may be making your life difficult. But there is a reason to Paul's madness here. He says why we are to pray for them. We pray for all people and for our leaders so that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. A good and stable government is a blessing for our world and our society. It is a blessing for the church as well, because it helps her to succeed in her mission of spreading the gospel and sharing our faith. Paul reminds Timothy to have the church pray for all people. And Paul says, this is good, And it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The praying activity of the church and God's people pleases him. It brings him joy. He wants us to pray for all people because he desires all people. And he really means it. It's not a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. God wants all people to be saved. It's not like when you are a kid and your mom may invite your whole class to your birthday party and you may say, "But I don't like Timothy. I don't want him coming to my party." Then your mom may say, "Well, it would be rude not to invite him. We're doing it." It's not a courtesy invite or a pious wish on God's part. He really does desire all people to be saved. And we saw this last week with Paul, where the foremost and worst of all sinners was given God's grace and mercy. He wants all people to be saved, regardless of who they are and what they have done. He is serious when he says this. He wants all. And he wants this done through all people coming to the knowledge of the truth. He wants all people to know that Christ has paid for their sin through his death and won for them eternal life through his resurrection. It's why he says in Matthew 28:19, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them." He says in Mark 16:15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." God is consistent. The invitation is to all. It's why he wants people baptized, taught, witnessed, and preached to. We are to pray for all because God desires all. And he builds on this by saying, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." Here is the proof of God's desire for all to be saved. God sent his Son to be our mediator and our ransom, for sin has separated us from God. We have been made blind, dead, and enemies of God when Adam and Eve sold themselves to sin and the devil in the Garden of Eden. We could never pay that debt or satisfy the ransom to set us free. It's why we needed a mediator who was true man to die in our place. And it's why we needed a mediator who was God, who could give us full atonement. And it's why God sent Jesus. For Jesus gave himself up as the promised ransom in the Garden of Gethsemane. He did this when he surrendered himself to his enemies so that he might die as the price for our freedom from slavery to sin, death, and the devil. It's why he rose again in a garden to show us that the payment had been accepted and effective. We are no longer slaves, but we are free. We are no longer guilty, but we are forgiven. We're no longer dead and at war with God, but we are alive and at peace with him. Jesus has died for all. And this is the testimony given at the proper time. For this truth and testimony that Christ has died for all impacts our lives. We don't have to worry or wonder if we are forgiven or if Christ has died for us. Of course we are forgiven. Christ died for us all and for all people. All means all. And this also impacts our witness because everyone is bought and paid for. It's like your seat at a wedding reception. It has already been purchased. Just come. Come and enjoy the party and festivity. It is our joyful response to share this testimony with others. We can tell them about the life that is theirs in Jesus Christ. We can tell them about a life marked, formed, and touched by God's grace and love. We can tell them about a life free from sin, from shame, and from guilt through Jesus. We can tell them about a life the world just simply cannot give. And this testimony is why we in the church are to pray for all people. We pray for the Lord to advance this truth and mission. We entrust this work to the one who works through his word and sacraments through prayer, through his spirit. In an age that focuses on me rather than on all, the church can be a beacon of hope and a brush of fresh air. We pray for all because God desires all and because Christ has died for all. And with that, I'm all done. In Jesus' name, amen. And let's end with a blessing. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who has died for all. Amen.